Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hey friends, grace greetings. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I admit that the method of taking 4 to 5 minutes to deal with Scripture can sometimes be frustrating because we can only get so much in. So for that, I apologize, but also it does keep us flowing in the right direction. We're comparing two moments, one from Acts 5, one's from Acts 12, where Ananias and Sapphira die, obviously at the hand of God. Herod dies in Acts 12, obviously at the hand of God. Why these connect, why they're the only two, what they have in common, and why God doesn't, as we said yesterday, if he's going to kill Ananias and Sapphira for lying to the Holy Spirit, why doesn't he kill the rapist in prison? Any one of us would say it was a far greater crime than holding some money back on the proceeds of a sale, especially considering that the Acts 4 idea of socialism in the early church won't last very long and will have lasting negative repercussions throughout the church world. So this is why I believe that what happens in Acts 5 is God defending his church. It is the first example we get of God stepping up in defense of his church, in defense of his people, where if they are attacked or if they are threatened, God does not surrender the right to defend his own. And I very firmly believe that God to this day does not surrender the right to defend his own. It is part and parcel of who God is in the definition of Father, that he does not surrender the right to be a father that protects his own children. When you get to Acts 12 and you have Herod and that incident in which Herod dies, I think you're seeing there a man who would not reject being worshipped as a god. This would have been a great threat to the body of Christ. If someone in Judaism is able to set themselves up as a god, and so you see the death of Herod. To give confirmation to this from the epistles, Paul is dealing with sectarianism in 1 Corinthians 3. And he says this in verse 16. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. And in the Greek, Paul uses, this is the end of verse 17, Paul uses the phrase, the plural phrase. He doesn't say, which temple is you? He says, which temple you are. It comes out in the English as you are, but in the Greek it comes out as together. The temple of God is holy, which is what temple you are together. This is a plural phrase showing us that the sectarian spirit in the church in Corinth has no place because they are all one temple together. And Paul's warning is not that you can't defile your own body, but that you best not defile the house of God, not the local church, but you best not defile the temple of God. So this is Paul saying God does not surrender the right to defend his church. And I think that's what we're seeing in Acts 5, that God will not surrender the right to defend his church. It's why it's taking it too far to say God has no ability to get angry. I refuse to believe that, because if God has no ability to get angry, he's a terrible father. Sometimes in defense of my kids, I'm going to get angry. And it doesn't make me a bad dad because I get angry in defense of my kids. And that's exactly what I believe God is doing. And the fear that comes upon the church and all those that heard those things, I want to continue with that tomorrow as we move into the next section, because this is going to, it's going to have lasting ramifications on the church.
We'll see. Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.